This is Morning Edition here on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Good morning. On any given week, our news headlines include a deluge of stories on crime and punishment, a criminal act, the arrest of a suspect, a trial, a verdict, a sentence, and Idaho's ever-swelling prison system. Rarely do we witness the actual release of an inmate or consider the very real chance of his or her ending up back in prison. But this morning, we'll tell you about a new effort by the Idaho Department of Correction to improve a new parolee's chance of success. That success is hard fought, mind you, but the Free to Succeed program may be Idaho's last or best chance at reducing inmate recidivism. We are sitting in the dimly lit office of Richard Rochadel. He's a veteran of the Idaho Department of Correction, a former prison guard, a case manager, and for the past year, a so-called reentry specialist. For many inmates, Rochadel's tiny office is the last stop before they're released on parole.
I don't know why I thought you were 73. You're born 45, right?
Right.
Rochadel is meticulously examining a parolee's exhaustive checklist. Where will they live? How will they get health care? Sitting across from Rochadel on this rather warm morning is Robert Roy Hall. Everyone calls him Bob. Today is the first day that he's been outside prison walls in 20 years.
So how would you describe your feelings today?
Apprehensive and excited, you know, but after being in one environment for 20 years and then in just a matter of minutes you're in another environment, it's exciting. You look forward to it for a lot of years, but you have to divorce yourself from being in such a controlled environment. I was listening to cars go by when we were at the house and just little things like that. There was a dog that barked when we were coming by, things you haven't heard for years that you thought about. Listen to people, children, dogs, hearing the wind blowing the trees and stuff, just little things. I'm excited to experience all of that.
But flashback to July 25th, 1999, when something went horribly wrong in the Magic Valley community of Gooding, and Bob Hall was to blame. Police said Hall tried to kidnap a woman and set her house on fire when she tried to escape. Hall's lawyer argued that it was merely a domestic squabble. Nonetheless, Hall was ultimately convicted of aggravated battery and first-degree arson. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison, 20 years fixed.
So I'm going to spend just a couple of minutes in regards to what put you behind bars, because I'd be remiss if I didn't ask.
That's fine.
I was digging through some old newspapers. It was August. It was 20 years ago. I mean, obviously that was you.
Well, do you want me to go into
that? No. How do you get from there to here other than just 20 years of your life?
It's quite a trip. You have to figure out why you did it. You know, what possessed me to do something like that? You know, I at that time, you know, was on insulin, a real strict diabetic, so I thought maybe that's what it was because I'd had two drinks of alcohol, and I can't handle sugar. But that wasn't it. It was just me. I really don't know why I caused it, so if I was to go back and say I'm going to prevent this, I've got off of insulin. I don't take insulin at all anymore. I'm not insulin dependent. My diabetes, I check the levels all the time with LSIs and stuff.
What did I hear? How many pounds have you lost?
I lost 140, actually.
You lost 140 pounds while behind bars.
Running stairs, yeah.
Nearly 20 years from the day of that crime, Bob Hall was released from prison, and the first to greet him was Mark Person. He also knows a thing or two about living behind bars. More importantly, Person says he now understands how to stay out of prison.
So my story is Bob's story. So I did 15 years out at the institution. I've been out for 3 years now.
Can I ask what you were convicted of?
It was a violent crime.
Okay.
So I got involved in immediately. I think I was one of the first mentors with the Free to Succeed program. I was actually one of the first mentees.
Free to Succeed is a relatively new program. It allows inmates to request a mentor who who can be instrumental in assisting the inmate during reentry back to society, helping them overcome anxieties and navigate social norms. Person, a disabled veteran of the Navy, says he has dedicated his new life to being a free-to-succeed mentor.
But what I realized for me, like when I got out, there was nobody there at the gate to pick me up. There was nobody there to help me transition, right? And that first day was crucial. And I saw that. So I kind of, my style of mentoring, I developed a day one style of mentoring where I actually go out and I pick Bob up and I'll take him around today, and in one day we'll hit all the basic resources, health and welfare, DMV, Social Security office, the clothing places, get some vouchers, get some food, some of those basic needs. First day stuff to get you started so you're not hungry tonight, toothpaste, toothbrush, some deodorant. Those were the things that were overlooked. Everybody was so focused on get out, get a job. Very important to get out and get a job. Extremely important. You know, rent's due in 30 days. If you don't have a job within the first 7 days of release, how are you going to pay rent in 30 days? At most, you have 2 weeks to find that job. And then your first paycheck, if you get paid in 2 weeks, the entire paycheck goes to rent. How are you going to buy food? Right? But getting a job in that first week, everybody overlooked toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant. Am I supposed to show up for a job interview with, you know, bad breath? Right? And so I've taken that on.
In fact, Mark Person says there's a good chance he would still be behind bars if it weren't for meeting Bob Hall when they were both in prison.
Bob was really actually one of my mentors through the process of my incarceration, and he counseled me a lot. And
So when you were incarcerated,
mm-hmm.
We would walk give you good advice.
Absolutely. He would slow me down a lot, you know, and tell me just to take things easy.
Well, don't all things come around? My goodness,
they all come around. Yeah, and wow. So here I got a wonderful opportunity that I get to now mentor Bob. I've got 3 years lead on him, I am a success out here.
Success. That's pretty much a concept until a parolee can make success a reality with a lot of help.
And this is a critical time frame. Just coming out of prison, not having anything to speak of, and being able to get that stabilizing foundation underneath you really allows, it puts you on a better plane to be successful.
And that is Josh Tewalt, Idaho's director at the Department of Correction. He says free to succeed has to, well, succeed. The alternative is a very expensive failure for Idaho taxpayers.
But the reality is, if Bob's coming out of prison, I can put our 5 best POs on him, and we can give him the best treatment money can buy. But if he doesn't know where in the hell he's going to sleep tonight, if he doesn't know where his next meal's going to come from, if he doesn't know how he's going to get across town, and if he doesn't know if he's going to be able to get a job and meet even his most basic needs, with 100% certainty, I'll tell you where Bob's going to end back up. He's going to end up south of town in one of our secure facilities. You know, this type of process, these types of resources, it's really the future, because I think people are tired of investing only in failure.
And is there any day of the week that works best for you?
Back at the reentry center, Bob Hall is given a modest bag of food, another bag with some hygiene products, and a handshake. But he won't be leaving alone. He's with Mark Person, and they've got a full schedule ahead. Opening a bank account, checking out where he's going to live, he'll rent a room for about $600 a month, and securing his health care coverage. Being 74 years old, Bob Hall is Medicare's newest recipient.
Okay.
And tomorrow morning, we'll catch up with Bob Hall and Mark Person. It has been a few weeks since Hall's release from prison.
Bob sent me a text right about fourth day out, which was pretty cool. He sent me a text and said, "I've had the best day ever. Call me."
Tomorrow, we'll tell you why that was the best day ever. We'll examine Bob Hall's financial situation. We'll learn how befuddled he is with his new world's technology craze, particularly the need for so many passwords. We'll sit down outside another new phenomenon for Bob, a place called Starbucks, simple pleasures, and the multitude of challenges of a newfound freedom. That's part two of How to Free an Inmate on Boise State Public Radio News.